The University of Iowa is facing steep budget cuts due to the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis. The school is grappling with how to create an on-campus experience that attracts students while protecting public health. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne reports some faculty within the school's largest college are raising concerns over how budget cuts are being handled and how administrators are planning to reopen this fall.
For some within the University of Iowa College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, seeing 15 lecturers laid off in the first round of budget cuts was an early sign of how the school would handle the COVID-19 crisis. These instructors are among the most vulnerable faculty. They're lower paid and logistically easier to cut than tenure-track professors or administrators, who often make hundreds of thousands of dollars more. Among those let go are people of color, women, and first-generation college graduates. Ashley Wells, a lecturer in the rhetoric department, said faculty offered to take salary cuts to save the positions.
We've tried to offer up solutions, too, to try to save people's jobs, and we're not given that opportunity, although we were told we were going to be given autonomy.
Wells is leaving the university, in part, she says, due to the layoffs. Meanwhile, other colleges at the UI are cutting salaries to avoid layoffs, at least for now. But Steve Goddard, the dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, or CLASS, told IPR that salary cuts would just be temporary and would not be enough to cover the loss in revenue.
We're going to have this loss of revenue for at least 3 to 5 years. So that means we have to take actions that fundamentally change the budget.
The first round of class cuts go into effect today, totaling $15 million. And Goddard says he's bracing for the possibility of more cuts from the legislature, depending on state revenues. Faculty have said seeing positions cut right away has affected morale, but it's not their only concern. Here's Wells again.
You know, as much as we want to spend time with our students in person, this is scary. And I think everybody I've spoken to is nervous, and they're really worried about the possibility of getting sick.
Despite the pandemic, the UI is trying to recreate a college experience this fall with dorms, dining halls, and football. But there are limits. All classes with more than 50 students will have virtual lectures. For all other classes, Goddard says the goal is to have as much in-person instruction as possible. He says the UI is working to put classes in rooms that normally hold twice as many to allow for more social distancing. And the school is requiring everyone to wear face coverings indoors and is supplying them to all faculty, staff, and students. But at a time when case numbers are on the rise, especially among young people, some are worried these steps are not enough to keep them safe. Naomi Grazer is a professor of American Studies, Gender, and English.
There are ways to make remote learning an amazing, dynamic, engaging experience that many of us have been working on for a long time. So basing this on swirling misinformation about what students supposedly want and need doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
Faculty will be able to request an exemption from teaching in person. But as of late June, the UIHR department had not finalized that process, so it's not clear what it will entail. Goddard faced questions about this at a class town hall in June. He said that while the school will try to make accommodations, jobs could be on the line if instructors don't do what's asked of them.
If in the end you go against all the directives that have been to set up, is your job in danger? I guess the answer would be yes, it could be. If you're not doing the job that you're being hired and paid for to do.
Faculty are urging administrators to be flexible and to walk back their expectations. Lauren Glass is the incoming chair of the English department and president of the UI chapter of the American Association of University Professors. He says his sense is that the current plan was built on, quote, forced optimism meant to boost enrollment.
I think that this was initially started in order to get the students to commit to enroll and in order to conform to the pressures from the legislature to open up the state.
But as cases increase, he says the UI will have to revisit its plans. He says he doesn't see how this fall could be anything close to normal. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.